I am happy to shine the light of love on each of you under the sound of my voice today, wherever you might be. Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Self Love Now. I am your host, Sally Ann House, and I am happy to come to you today with a great guest on a beautiful subject matter. And I know you're going to enjoy her and the comments that she shares and the contents of what her message has. And so, but before we get into introducing her today, I would like to remind people of who I am for those of you who might be listening in for the first time, and then there are others of you who know this already. But again, many of you heard me say that I was born to three parents, my dad, my mother, and my grandmother. My grandmother, who was also Sally with an IE. These parents served as a trinity in my life and had me christened and introduced to God within me when I was just months old. When I was 7 months old, my dad was stricken with a heat stroke and only had a few days to live or remain with us. He passed the responsibility of my upbringing to his mother-in-law, my grandmother, and she gladly accepted that role. And she assured him that he had nothing to worry about, that during her lifetime there would be nothing I would need nor want in life. She accepted that responsibility, and she lived, and she kept that promise for 22 years of my life. My mother and she, my grandmother, also raised my two older siblings. There were two older sisters. They taught us to love each other, to respect each other, to respect other people, to respect ourselves. And that's how we grew up in life. I'm very proud of the way they raised us and the time and the commitment they put into developing who we are today. So there you go, a little bit on Sally Ann House. And now I want to move forward and introduce to you today's guest. She is Minister Tracy P, as in Patricia Daly. Minister Tracy's passion is acting. After graduating from high school for 1 year, she attended Boston Emerson's College Performing Arts School. She then worked and performed at Boston's Elma Lewis School of Fine Arts and pursued a career in theater. Until her late 20s, relative work in an insurance company marketing department kept her on stage presenting medical benefits to large employee groups. Simultaneously, she earned her Bachelor of Science degree in psychology with a minor in sociology from the University of Maryland. Originally from a non-denominational background, years later, she joined an AME church where she met Holy Spirit, sang soprano in their chorus, performed in their drama department, plays, and graduated from their two-year Bible Institute. Eventually, she was led to a storefront Baptist church where she joined her ministerial staff and preached her initial sermon. Later, Minister Tracy was led to another denominational national church where she graduated from its 3-year Bible Institute as a minister in training. She worked as a ministerial support staffer. She learned to respect the peace. She learned to respect the peace of, she learned to the peace of the pass away sensitivity toward their grieving loved ones in their celebration of life ministry. This experience opened an interest in applying for a clinical pastoral education to become a chaplain. Additionally, I have to say, I got myself kind of out of sequence here, but please bear with me. Okay, so for 6 years, she taught public high schools. She loves mentoring young adults. She believes the best way to find employment in the career of your passion is to volunteer. All right. And then let me see now where I am here is to volunteer. Now, her first love is acting. And she is marrying that love. And that is where she's going to take her life from here. Remarrying her first love, which is the theater. Okay, I'm going to ask Tracy to finish that, put that finish touch on this at the end, where she's remarrying her first love to theater. And that way we'll bring her in. Tracy, would you go ahead and finish that statement for me?
Certainly. Currently, I'm remarrying my first love, which is theater, and I'm earning an associate degree in performing arts at Prince George's Community College. I plan to launch a performing arts ministry to combine my theology with theater, so they will be basically message plays. Lastly, as an extension of my call into ministry, I'm becoming a licensed returning citizen coach, and I pray that every step that I take is ordered by the Lord.
And I say amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, there you are. You have just heard from today's guest, and I am going to turn it back over to her so that wherever else she'd like to start at this point, sharing whatever it is she would like to share with you. Please, Tracy.
Yes, and thank you so much, Ms. House, for blessing me with this opportunity to be your guest on your Self Love Now podcast. It's an honor and a privilege. My topic today is healing hands, hearts, and health for physical, spiritual, and emotional IQ wealth. What does that mean, right? Okay, but I'm going to just describe or break down or analyze the topic. So healing hands is basically how you obtain the healing hands. You ask God to wash your hands and to anoint your hands to heal. You have to have a desire to heal. The original reason I begin to theologize about healing is because my father became very ill, and he had to live and not die, and so the desire to heal was born in my spirit. So for healing hands also, that means the laying on of hands, according to the Word of God. It's an innate desire to heal, pray to be healed, are the desires that you must have. You had to make a choice to want to heal. You had to believe in healing. I had a tent outside in my backyard, and mm-hmm. I would go out into the tent, and I would read books, I'd pray, and I would fast for my father's healing. Mm-hmm. On my own as well as corporately, my siblings were praying as well. Aunts and uncles were praying that healing would take place in my dad, their brother, their uncle. So we all had the desire to for him to live. And when I went to visit him in the hospital, I anointed my hands with oil, laid my hands on him, and prayed effectually and fervently for his recovery, as it appeared as though he, you know, would die. And we couldn't have that at that time.
Right. And he responded well, didn't he?
He has responded well. He is in recovery. He is in rehabilitation. God's word is alive and powerful. So as I go through the topic, I've touched on healing hands. I've touched on the heart. I said that you had to desire to heal, and even if it's for yourself, to be healed. And I mentioned believing in healing and desire to be a healer was the heart portion of my topic.
So let me ask you a question. Do you mind if I pop in here?
All.
So what I'm hearing is that you as the healer you are designed to do what you do because of what's in your heart and between you and your God. And the person being healed has to be receptive along the same lines. They have to believe in being well and accepted and wanted in order for it to work.
Well, I have not delved into that part of the receiver's reception of healing, because at the time I was laying hands on my father and my other sister, Kim was laying hands on my father and my brother Mario, my brother James and sister Mario, sister Cookie and aunts and uncles were praying for him. He was on the breathing machine. And so what he was thinking, or if he was even thinking or conscious at the time, is unknown to me.
Right,
all I know is that he responded to the healing.
Yes, okay.
But that's a good conversation for us to have, for my father and I to have.
Right, so that's right, in terms of his receptivity and how,
exactly.
Okay. Well, please, go ahead. Thank you for that explanation.
You're welcome. So the health portion is one, you know, without our health, we can't do very much. So I looked up Matthew 10:1, which says, "And when he, Jesus, had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." Mm. So we are now the disciples that God has given the power against unclean spirits. We are they that now cast out those spirits of how many sicknesses? All sicknesses and all diseases.
Wow.
So that power now has been transferred to us through Holy Spirit, and we're entrusted with doing the greater work that he did, than he did.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the new disciples. You have to, again, desire to be a disciple, desire to be a healer in order for that power, you know, to be endowed with that power to heal.
Right.
And so all of this, the healing hands, the healing heart, and the health, it's for your physical, spiritual, and your emotional IQ well. So the physical portion is to be in good health, to mm-hmm. enjoy your life, and to be fit for service, to be fit to heal, to be fit and in the right frame of mind to, you know, to lay hands on, to carry out that purpose of healing in your life.
Right.
The
now, let me ask.
Go ahead.
Have you always had this? I know you are a lady of the theater or the theatrics, but tell me, this power that you have. I know that we are endowed, that we were given this and greater things than we can do. But as you've indicated, you have to want it. Have you always felt this? Have you ever always known this about yourself?
I have not. It became a fierce fire in uh-huh. my bosom when my father got sick. I
okay.
didn't think I could handle him living, him dying and not living. I wasn't ready for that. And
right.
One of the things, some of the thoughts that were coming to my mind were how God healed several other people. For example, a pastor who was on what they call an ECMO machine, which was they considered you already dead or no chance, and he
mm-hmm.
lived. And then a famous singer, Karen Clark Sheard, she had a mm-hmm. 2% chance in life to live. And I had to ask God, why did they recover? You know, how, what's so special about them that they could recover and my dad, doesn't recover. And so I had to put, you know, the word of God to God and,
uh-huh.
you know, ask for a reason and an explanation. Why is it that my father wouldn't live? So, I then asked him about my father's age. People were saying, oh, he's 87, you know, his age, he doesn't respond as well, you know, as younger people might. So I reminded God of Sarah and
right.
Abram's old age miracles and about Lazarus's resurrection. And I had to answer the question, will these dry bones live? Can these dry bones live?
Mm-hmm.
The answer, yes, resounded in my entire body and my mind, and there was no doubt that God is a miracle worker, has
mm-hmm.
Performed miracles in the past, present, and he will continue to do them in our futures. And
right.
I couldn't have any doubt, and I didn't. And those are requirements of us to have God's word perform itself.
Wow. Let me do this. Let me remind the audience that you're our guest for today. Hello, everyone that's listening. I am so excited about this topic, but I do want to remind you, if you've just, you know, turned in, or that today's guest is Minister Tracy Daly. She's talking about healing hands, hearts, and health for physical, spiritual, and emotional IQ wealth. You are listening to Sarah Ann House, host of Self Love Now. We come to you through the appreciation of and the opportunity of NEAR 2X Radio, the voice of the people. And may I remind you that you're listening to a profanity-free station. All right, I'll give you all back to today's guest, Minister Tracy Daly. And Tracy, you were giving us some background on how we connect with that same power that God has for healing. Could you continue, please?
Yes, gladly. I wanted to go into the I was finishing up on the spiritual and the emotional IQ wealth portion. So I was saying that the physical, so you could be fit for service and to carry out your purpose in this instance, healing in life. Also, the spiritual was to maintain your relationship with God, whether it's, you know, whether it's for healing, whether your relationship with God based upon your call is acting, whether it is art, you know, design or writing, you know, you keep in touch with God about that. You ask him to facilitate it. You ask him to anoint, you know, your ideas and connect you with your, connect you with people that are in the business. So same thing with healing. So what I wound up doing was referring to books. I was led to books to build this spiritual relationship with God regarding healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the local Christian bookstore, and I bought several books. The names of my books were like Scriptures for Faith, Deliverance, and Healing by John Eckhart. I bought The Healing Power of Holy Communion by Joseph Prince. I read Jesus the Healer by E.W. Kenyon, and a little handbook called God's Creative Power for Healing by Charles Capps. Now, I take these books and I'm not reading them cover for cover. I'm flipping through. I'm pulling out certain statements and scriptures, and I'm using them as my source of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And they all, you know, of course, are designed around unhealing. And I set aside time, you know, to pray and use, you know, the books to basically facilitate my prayer. Because when it was new to me, and so I didn't have the script, you know, to pray for my father and for healing.
Right.
And I want to interject something right now about my mom.
Yes.
While I'm kind of focused on my father's healing and his medical situation gave birth to the healing, I guess, ministry, I could say. But my mom, too, at 92 years old, is amazing. She is still... She is still cooking, cleaning, you know, making beds, going shopping. She has, you know, her own ailments. You know, she does what she has to do physically and, you know, which is ointments and all of that sort of stuff.
Sure.
And prayer. But she is not to be left out of this conversation because the spirit of healing in this home, which I believe... because of the praying regarding healing, it is impacting her, and she just seems to be well, you know, for her age, and just, you know, getting around and climbing steps and receiving, as you used that word earlier, the power of the spirit of healing that will dwell amongst you when you continue persistently, you know, to pray for, in this case, healing, or again, whatever it is that might be your purpose or call.
Right. May
I congratulate
for
praying.
may I congratulate you on the wellness of both of your parents in terms of how well they do, when I say the wellness and how well they do in both cases, in your dad who was really ill for a while, and but your mom who's just been sassying along on her own indefinitely. So congratulations to you, to the family, to that whole entire commitment that you all have, and that love that you give. And I would just like to add this while I'm speaking, is that not only do you give love to your family, to your parents and your siblings and aunts and uncles, your love, the love that you give, the love of that you have inside of you from God, you spread that love throughout the universe. So any of us who come in contact with you are not short of that love that you have to share and that you do willingly share. And I thank you for that. And I give it back to you.
That is a gift. That love is a gift.
Yes.
And we have to, you know, identify our gifts and praise God for them, and He will develop them as well as He will allow you to share them for His glory. So thank you for, for that gracious comment.
So it's an observation. That's what I have observed. So thank you again.
Bless God.
Go ahead. I'm not going to keep interrupting.
No, I want you to. I want you to engage me. So the wealth. So we went through physical, spiritual, and emotional. The emotional piece is pertinent because our feelings will come into play, and we've got to make sure that we're not acting on our feelings and responding to our feelings, but having this emotional IQ comes from Christ as well. He will, when we have our, because we're human, it's okay. You know, we're human and we're going to make mistakes, but we have to just try to monitor our tongue so that we say what God says and not what we say in an emotional crisis, in a medical crisis. You know, the first thing we want to go to is God, basically help us, you know. I know I feel like I'm afraid, you know, that my dad might die, but I don't want to think about the dying. I want to think about the living. You know, can these dry bones live? I've got to say yes. And it's pertinent to have the word in you. So those are the thoughts that come through your emotions, that filter through your emotions instead of thinking the worst of things. So that's wealth. That's the wealthy part. That's the IQ wealth. And that wealth comes from reading the Word of God. That wealth comes from studying to show yourself approved, and that's like on a particular subject. So whether it's a spiritual subject or whether your call, again, is to writing secular books or writing or being a gospel singer versus being a secular singer. You know, I have found word in secular songs or, you know, great feelings from secular songs. So whatever it is that God has called you to do, you need to develop your IQ in that area to bring that wealth. And so the wealth piece is that it's not only about money. Wisdom is the principal thing that is more valuable than silver and gold. because it is wisdom, because wisdom is the way to ascertain that wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is where the IQ wealth piece comes in, and that mm-hmm. takes study. For me, like, it's theology for me, the study of religion, so or
right.
the study of, so for me, it's right now the study of theater for me.
Yes.
And so I'm developing a theological theater program. I'm at the very beginning of that
mm-hmm.
endeavor. And so it's going to require persistence.
Yeah.
So persistence to develop this IQ. And so some of the things that I've done persistently is taking communion. And through
okay.
the Joseph Prince book, The Healing Power of Holy Communion, I learned about taking communion every night. And taking communion in proxy for the person that I'm praying for. And
can you talk to us a little bit about what you mean with the communion?
Sure. Taking communion
on a nightly basis, and then this is where you're giving your attention and your prayer time to others. In some cases.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Please.
Okay. Well, for those, you know, who may or may not take communion, it is a ritual. It is that many churches do. Some
uh-huh.
churches take it once a month. Some churches take it twice, but the word says as often as you do it. And so I, for this particular situation, my father's health and recovery,
yes.
I count it all joy that I read this book and found in that book that he takes communion every night, Joseph Prince, takes communion every night.
Okay.
And that hit my spirit. It kind of pinged in my power, my brain. And I started, and it's been just like every night I can't go to sleep without doing it because my father's not home in his in his house yet. He's not, you know, in his bed walking up his steps. And you know, and managing his business. And that is the goal. So
mm-hmm.
when I take communion, the bread is Jesus's body that he
mm-hmm.
shared with all of us because he has come, he has lived, he has been slain and resurrected, and he said the reason he left us or laid down mm-hmm. his life so he could be slain, then resurrected is because so he can come again, so that the Holy Ghost can come. Once
mm-hmm.
he's physically gone, the spirit man of Jesus comes into us and leads us and guides us into all truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I was led by Holy Spirit to take communion and to continue taking it. And I believe
so
until
good.
My dad is home handling his business and walking up and down his stairs. And praising God for his healing, calling on the name of Jesus. And I apologize for anybody who doesn't believe in the life, death, burial and resurrection of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize if that offends you, but that is my belief system, and that's what I know, that's what I'm sticking to. It's a conversation
right.
we can have at another time.
Well,
so,
I thank you. I thank you for expressing that. And I thank you for not backing off with that explanation. This is one of the, this is a value of being able to have this opportunity on this podcast for people to speak the truth about where they are in their lives and what they believe in. And believe it or not, and I'm sure you do because you're so well informed about life, that there are listeners out there who bind right into where you are. So we don't have to apologize for being who we are, where we are, and what we believe in. Mm-hmm. I am so appreciative of you explaining that and explaining it so beautifully and with such detail where we all can understand it. So what I'm going to do, we do have a commercial coming up in some many seconds, but while I'm going to go ahead and continue to talk to you until that comes up. So tell me this now, do you do healing outside, like at a church or in somebody's home? Do you put yourself out that way?
I do not. As I said, this is new. My father became ill in July, and I've been on this personal journey of healing since then, because my father's been in the hospital since July, still there now. He's in rehabilitation now, but God has not moved me beyond this personal situation, whether he will or not. It's okay. I have been in a private school, healing school with the Lord, and it has cost me nothing but time, and it's just cost me just love, for him.
Well, listen, I am going to go now. I want to thank you again before we go into the commercial, and we'll be right back. Is to thank you and our listeners that we're listening to Self Love Now with Sally House. Today's guest is Minister Tracy Daly, and we're going to go to a station break, and we'll be right back.
This portion of the program is sponsored by the following. Excuse me, please. Tri-State Funeral Service is one of the most professional funeral services in Washington, D.C. They pride themselves in serving families in their greatest time of need. Tri-State Funeral Services live up to their well-earned reputation of serving families with dignity, respect, and compassion. They can assist your family celebrate your loved one, no matter your religion, culture, or budget. Did we mention Tri-State Funeral Services also provide aftercare, pre-planning, and cremation? Visit them at 1505 Kenilworth Avenue, Northeast, Washington, D.C., or call them 202-882-1202. They serve the entire DMV. Also sponsoring this portion of the program is the Washington Informer newspaper, your link to the Black community. The Washington Informer newspaper is the metropolitan area's award-winning weekly publication found throughout D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. It's news you can use with a balanced and thorough approach in providing and keeping the area well-informed. Call Ron Burke to advertise. They have over 40,000 readers. Pick up your free publication or call and find out where you can pick the newspaper up in your community. Call today, 202-561-4100. And finally, we want to say thank you to this sponsor. Everybody, we all are understanding that our health is our wealth. That's why here in the DMV, that's D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, we shop at Brown's Market, because for almost 30 years, they have provided health food, vitamins, herbs, supplements, and even skin care products that meet the needs of the community. If you're looking for goat's milk, almond milk, a huge assortment of teas, delicious juices, and a large selection of groceries, Brown's Market has it. They're located 5718 Silver Hill Road in District Heights, Maryland. For those individuals who are getting into more information about health food and supplements, Brown's Market has a large amount of health books that help to gain understanding about the subjects you are reading. Stop by Brown's Market today. Their hours are 9 a.m. to 7, Monday through Saturdays, and Sundays, 12 to 6 p.m. Give them a call, 301-967-3059. You'll be glad you did. And now, we're going back to Self-Love Now with your radio host, Sister Sally Ann House.
Okay, welcome back. To those of you who have returned with us, we thank you for coming back. And if there's any new listeners, we welcome you. I also take this opportunity to give thanks to Near2X Radio, the voice of the people, for today's opportunity, and to remind you again that we come to you profanity-free. Also, our guest today is Minister Tracy Daly, and she's a wealth of information. And I just cannot, there's so many questions that arise from one statement that leads to another. And I am so excited about that. And I hope that everyone who is listening is also. So I give you back to today's guest, Minister Tracy Daly.
Thank you, and welcome back, every listener. So we left off talking about, time,
mm-hmm.
and that it cost me time.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
that's what it costs all of us when we're building a relationship
mm-hmm,
with whomever.
Mm-hmm.
You have mm-hmm. to spend time with every relationship, parents, your children. When you're dating, you spend time to get to know someone. When you meet your new friends at work, you get to know them, you get to know your job. So it's required of your relationship with God as well in order to build, get to know him, actually. In order
right.
to get to know who God is, you must spend time with him, reading the word, praying, just talking to him as if he's sitting next to you. And
right.
you have to do that persistently. And that's where I left off as well taking communion, consistently. And I've, like I said, been taking it every night. And when I take communion, the bread, and then I, plead the blood of Jesus, which is the communion cup, which is the new covenant with Christ. And I lay hands on myself in proxy for my father, or if I'm praying for my mother or whomever.
Yeah.
And again, I've been incorporating prayer for others as I have been praying for my father, because, situations are constantly, coming. Life is constantly going on around you, for myself, for my family members, for friends. And
mm-hmm.
In prayer, I ask God, who am I to pray for? And
okay.
he lays on my heart to pray for people who are being trafficked, sex trafficked. And so I will pray for them as well when I'm, doing my communion and laying on hands of myself and proxy, you know, for those who I'm praying for. I speak in tongues for those who believe that. If not, you know, more power to me. Because it's, you know, what be it unto you, you know, whatsoever you believe, you know. So,
well, let me say this. I've been in the non-denominational faith for a long time. However, I grew up in a family of ministers. Years of it. My great-grandfather was the founder of a church back in, I am going to say 1800 something back in that period of time, and I have seen those relatives who have followed behind him speak in tongue. So I have seen it. It's very interesting. It's different. But having grown up, seeing it, I was never intimidated by it. And I have trust and belief in it that people are reaching at a level higher than where they are from a physical standpoint. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you for that type of information that is going out for others to ponder and think about and either accept or not.
Well, what I would say is just go to the Bible in the concordance and look up the word tongues and do a little research on it, just like you do if you're studying to be a mechanic. You pick up a manual and you read on how to be a mechanic and how to fix different parts of a automobile, of a vehicle. And so, you know, the Bible is our last will and testament, and it's our manual for life, and it's our manual to trust and believe God, and, you know, we will do the things in the manual that we're studying that we believe in and that we feel as though we can do physically. And that tap into our emotions. And, for example, let's say that we're doctors and there are different methods of treatments. Some doctors like one treatment. It works better for them than others. Another doctor likes another treatment. But all those treatments came from the same medical dictionary or book. And so what works for me works for me, what works for you works for you. And we're not to judge each other for that.
And it's a learning process as well.
That's the
part of what's so important to know that we should always be have an open mind to learning something new or to learn something different, and then how we use or disseminate it is up to us. So again, thank you so much. And the other thing about you that's so fascinating, I don't care what it is I hear you talk about, if you didn't know how to do it when I spoke to you yesterday, by today you're already in a class that's going to show you how to do it. So you are definitely an open-minded person for learning. You want to learn everything that's out there that's available to you, and I compliment you on that because it makes you so invaluable as a spiritual human being. So invaluable. But go ahead, please. I'm just excited, as you can see. Now, I definitely don't want us to close without getting something else in. Not yet, but I just want to remind you. I want to hear what's going to happen, your avenue that you're taking for the theater, the School of the Arts for the children. And and how you, and because you're preparing for that also. So let's, you know, pick back up where I interrupted at. I apologize.
Okay, so I'm going to go a little quickly with this part. So just, you know, praying, you know, for different parts of the body, just an example of what's for me is for me. So one of my sister Kim, she had assigned us, she's a Christian as well, so all my family members, she assigned each of us a body part to pray for. Like one of us prayed for my father's throat because he had a tracheotomy in. She had someone else, and so he could eat and get healthy, gain weight and regain his weight. And someone else, she had praying for his legs to be stronger and so he could walk. So, you know, so corporate prayer has been a part of our, you know, consistency and persistence that healing is inevitable. And we have to decree and to declare what we want. We have to put that in the atmosphere so that we call those things from heaven on earth.
Yes.
And we see the fruit of that.
Right.
We're seeing the fruit of that. And God hasn't brought my dad this far to leave him now. And if my mother is as healthy as she is at 92, my dad is 92. And besides, he had a praying mother whose all of her prayers haven't been answered yet, and so they're being bestowed upon my dad and other family members.
How fascinating.
So it is. God is fascinating me. And as far you know, me saying I'm going to do theater and this, and then I'm already in a class or going to do a, what's the other thing? Not the podcast, but the, it's another thing they do on online. That's just God hearing what I want to do and just dropping those things in emails or, you know, me seeing something on the back of a bus and it's just what I've been searching for.
Right.
It's him placing, ordering my steps. And,
right before
and
your eyes.
Right before my eyes and road crossing me with, you know, the things I need and the people I need to meet to fulfill the purpose.
Yes.
And I'm just going to go on real quick past a few things, too, because it's getting late. The hour's getting late. The five methods of healing in the Bible and from one of the books that I read from Jesus the Healer by E.W. Kenyon were you break the power of whatsoever sickness there is or whatever it is. If you're talking about finances, you want to, you know, break the spell of poverty or break the spell of unemployment. You know, you call that thing. You use the name of Jesus to break that thing, you know. And I'll give you a quick example. Let's say diabetes. I cancel you out of this body in the name of Jesus. And you may say that person's name. Or heart disease, I stop you in your tracks. You are no longer living in the body of and whoever you're praying for. So that's one. And that scripture is John 14, 13 through 14. So while the word is doing its work, so are you. So preventative care is prevalent. So, you know, some people like to say, well, God didn't do that, I did. Yes, you faith without works is dead. Okay, so faith first, which is the God part, and your works, which is in, you know, because we're talking about healing and sickness, go to the doctor and get your checkups. You feel something that's, you know, feels abnormal, you go to the doctor. So that's our part.
Mm-hmm.
Preventative care is prevalent. So Mark 16 and 18, in Jesus' name they shall lay hands on the sick. That's the second method, which I've been talking about. And they shall recover, is what Mark 16, 18 says. James 5 and 14 says, call the elders of the church to pray over the sick, anointing them with oil in the name of Jesus, which I told you I've been doing. And that's
right.
where I got it from. That's where
right.
I learned to do this. And the fourth method of healing is John 16, 23 to 24. If you ask anything of the Father, he will give it to you in Jesus' name. It may not come when you want it. This is me now. And most people know this, but he will always bring it right on time if you continue to have faith that it's coming, because God's timing is not like our timing. He knows when you need it.
You're right.
And we're a testament of God, working on time if we faint not, if we don't
right.
give up, if we don't lose trust. And then Matthew 18:18-20, if two of you agree
mm-hmm.
on earth
mm-hmm.
concerning anything that they ask, it'll be done by the Father in heaven. So, you know, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. And that's corporate prayer. That's what we've been doing. That's what churches
right.
practice. And it works outside the church, in your home. We are the church. So we
that's
have the power
right.
of
that's
the church.
True.
If we, the collective church, if we exercise it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I agree with
and
you.
And then I added one thing, and that was the Holy Communion for yourself and proxy for someone else. I added that to to E.W. Kenyon's list of five methods of healing.
Uh-huh. That is so beautiful.
So, and that's corporate prayer.
Wow. That corporate prayer, I'm just so impressed with it. So you were about to say?
One last comment, I guess. Focus on the promise and not the process, and thank God for the progress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much my last word.
Wow. Well, this is really wonderful. And, you know, an hour just goes by so fast when you're enjoying your gift. And I want to, again, remind the people that we have been listening today to Minister Tracy Daly. And she has been speaking to us on healing hands, hearts, and health for physical, spiritual, and emotional IQ wealth. It has been a beautiful, beautiful rendition of what she teaches, believes in, and expresses so beautifully. And I know we need to have her back. She is also an award-winning person. We have to talk about what she does in other areas of her life. We do have to have her back. Let me go ahead and remind our guests that next week we will have a guest, Herbert Brown, or Farmer Brown, if you will. Next week's guest will be Farmer Brown, and he's a black farmer, and he will be joining us. And his name is Herbert Brown, known for his farm work. Let's see, and what he says: know your farmer, know your food. And that is next week's guest, Friday, January the 28th, 2022, at 10:30. A.M. Eastern Standard. This is Sally Ann House. I am your host for Self Love Now, and we have had a great day with a beautiful guest, full of so much information. And I thank you. I thank you again, Tracy, for being here. And I do look forward to having you back. My thanks to Near2X Radio, the voice of the people, for today's opportunity to bring you this beautiful, beautiful soul of a person, full of wealth of information. And so, Tracy, thank you. I hope you will come again.
Yes, I will.
Oh.
We'll We'll talk next about when you are not receiving what you prayed for.
Well, all right, then, and looking forward to it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is where I close. Again, my thanks to our guest today and to Leah 2X Radio, the voice of the people. We close, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.